Good morning. Now, next few days, the explanation about Buddha Dharma, according to Tibetan tradition, that means, if we examine the text, or I think text, which we learned not only just reading or study, but also learned by heart. All those, the major texts, actually written by the pandits or scholars, masters of Nalanda Buddhist University in ancient time in India. So the whole our practice actually is based on those texts. So therefore, it is really, actually, I think, the worthwhile or mention Tibetan tradition is Nalanda tradition, pure Nalanda tradition. And then text which we are going to explain, which wrote by Atisha Divamkara. Now, he also, originally, he studied Nalanda, then later, Brikamalashila. He went to Brikamalashila. So all his sort of knowledge actually is based on the text which is wrote by Nalanda scholars, like Nagarjuna, Arya Asanga, Arya Deva, Basuband, and Dignak, like that. So they usually I make sort of correction. Some previous days, some scholars mainly from the West, they describe Tibetan Buddhism as Lamaism. Not seems to see very genuine, original Buddhism. I think that's a mistake. So then, I think since it's Nalanda scholars or Nalanda institution, they practice or study all Buddhist traditions, Theravada system, and also Bodhisattva-yana, and also the confidentially, Vajrayana also. Although among the scholars, you see, there are different views, whether you see the text regarding Tantrayana, the text regarding the Madhyamaka, wrote by one name, Nagarjuna. But scholars, among the scholars, some say two Nagarjunas, not the same author. But of course, the Devangara Disha accepted the Tantrayana tradition. And then also, I think the Persian Devasang, Pavatadi.
Vimukti Sena.
And the Pavatadi, Tadi, and the Janana Lori, Mare, Nina Nalori, Ale, Luke Shandu Sajore, Kushinam Shemakudu. Pelzi Dingasu, Mendelssohn family. So that kind of Nalende Kere Nane, not Benjamin Shaba, but a Pedger than your church. So the Lima Yusane and Ludu Nakavakim, so the Lima Yusane Nalende Kere Nalia, Sangagi Name, Nakitavishi. Then the at the best I give any energy to blow up a Thomas Logan and Narendra Kavache, Shoko Narendra, my Kidu Pivish, the Chadi Dua, 3 minutes and Narendra Kavan, our Sangan Yamshin, our Chef Chadi. Nadin Chugun, Narendra is Nadin Chugun Sadi. She soon blew up a chandra, 3 minutes and that Pergi. So the Tibetan tradition, which come from Nalanda tradition, now that the practice including the Theravada system as well as the Sutrayana system, the Paramita Sutrayana, and the Tantrayana. So therefore, usually I describe Tibetan Buddhism as a complete form of Buddhism.
So if you look at the textual evidence, we find that it is quite obvious that within the Nalanda tradition, among the Nalanda masters, there were great Buddhist masters who had actually wrote treatises on Vajrayana Buddhism. For example, the well-known commentator on the profession of wisdom literature, particularly the commentary known as the Commentary on the 25,000 Lines of Perfection of Wisdom, composed by Muktisena. There's one when discussing the concept of Buddha's four embodiments, the four kayas, he alludes to an alternative tradition, which clearly suggests that he was referring to the Vajrayana understanding of the four kayas. Similarly, one of the main sources of the lineage of Sakya school of Tibetan Buddhism, the Indian, one of the Indian source of the Sakya tradition was Virupa, and who was previously known as a great master at Nalanda as Dharmapala. He was a great pandit. Later, came to be also known as Virupa, who is the source of a major lineage of Sakya practice. So all of this suggests that the Vajrayana teachings and practices were actually present during the time of the Nalanda teachers.
So, of course, all major traditions of religion, particularly in Buddhist tradition, our main task is check or watch our own mind, then try to transformation or transform, particularly emotional level. One unique thing in Buddhism is the trying to transform our emotion through intelligence, through reasoning. So that's perhaps, I think, the one unique about Buddhism. So that's, suppose, next 3 days, our main task, to transform our mind. Of course, not easy. For example, in my own case, I think since my age, around six, seven, I started Buddhist study, suppose practice also. But no interest about practice. Even no interest about study. But around 15, 16 years old, then begin to develop genuine interest practice. So now today, almost 67 year old, still, I'm practicing, still study. Whenever I have time, I read, think, analyze, and try to absorb in my emotional level. So, still, not at all satisfactory sort of result. But certainly, I feel, as a result of practice, I got, immense benefit in my daily life. So therefore, it is useful. It is something really worthwhile. Make attempt. But at the same time, you also should know it is not easy. Take time and need regular effort. Then, perhaps among the audience here, the follower of different traditions, maybe, or some non-believers. last evening I briefly mentioned, firstly, I believe the important is good heart, sense of caring one another, sense of community, sense of responsibility. Now that is, I feel, most important, the quality of human being. So that, so long we are human beings, we need these basic human values. Because without these human values, that person will not be a happy person. Wherever that person goes, always creates some problems. And the person himself or herself also, they not be a happy one. Always sort of some kind of sort of frustrations inside. But then as far as the religious belief is concerned, yes, if someone have religious belief, in order to strengthen, in order to increase these basic human values, it is very good. But otherwise, without any religion, you can be a good person. You can be a happy person. So, for good life, for happy life, religion, not necessary. So, perfectly all right. You remain as a non-believer. Provided be a warm-hearted, good person. Sincere person. Honest person. That's very important. Then, among the believer, there are different traditions. Some differences are fundamental differences. Now, like, I think mainly, usually I make two categories. One, the godly religion, that is theistic sort of religion, like Christianity, Muslim, Judaism, and many Hinduism, not Jainism, like that. Another category, that is, I usually describe godless religion, no God, no concept of God. Here, Jainism, and then one part of Sangya tradition, no creator, no concept of creator, and Buddhism also, no concept of creator. So, these fundamental differences. However, both emphasis the importance of a message of love, compassion, tolerance, forgiveness, contentment, self-discipline. So, all teach us human values. So therefore, they, in spite of different philosophy and a different way of approach, the main target, try to make a contribution for humanity, try to human being become become a good human being. So all have, you see, this sort of same potential to serve humanity, to help humanity. So looking from that, in spite of different philosophy, but same goal. I'm not talking about ultimate nirvana, ultimate goal, nirvana or heaven. I'm not talking that. But as far as transformation of compassionate society, good society, happy society, all have same potential, same goal. And since among the humanity there are so many different variety of mental disposition, therefore we need variety of religion. Quite simple. So, with understanding that, with that understanding, certainly, you see, it is very, very important to respect, to appreciate, to admire all different traditions, all major traditions. So therefore, whenever I give some Buddhist teaching, Buddhist explanation to Westerner or to non-Buddhist sort of community, I always make clear I am not trying to promote Buddha Dharma. but simply, you see, try to promote basic human value. And for that, the how to make contribution from my tradition in order to build happier human family, more peaceful human society, human family. So that's my thinking. That's my sort of view. So it's those people who follow different traditions. It is much better, safer, keep your own tradition. In the meantime, out of the thousands, thousands of people, which is some like Tibet, majority, almost 99% are Buddhist. However, among Tibetan, there are Christians, there are Muslims. Muslims since, I think, last few centuries, among Tibetan, there are Muslims. So similarly, in the Christian countries, the majority of the people are Christian. At the same time, some may have some inclination or some mental disposition which closer to Buddhist approach. Buddhist approach is more suitable. So it's some individual, two choices. Either remain non-believer, usually I describe radical atheist. Because it's a Buddhism, Buddhist also kind of atheist. So the radical atheist means no belief at all, any value of spirituality. So either radical atheist or Buddhist. Some individual. Only two choices. Either accept Buddhism or remain radical atheist. In the meantime, the radical atheist view also quite simple, not satisfactory. So then prefer is Buddhism. And that circumstance is okay. If that person, they not at all sort of, comfortable. Some different, you see, one's own tradition. Unbelief, right? Unacceptable, or not suitable. Then, if find Buddhist way of approach is some suitable, then okay. But in that case also, think very carefully. Not just like a fashion,
fashion.
Yamju.
Not just following a fad.
Think very carefully. Then, after you really carefully think, the Buddhist approach is more suitable to you, then, okay, as an individual right, follow Buddhism, accept Buddhism. But then, one important thing is, after you become Buddhist, you must not show the disrespect to others' tradition, particularly your own previous sort of tradition. This must avoid. You must respect. Although that individual case, your own tradition, no longer any much sort of effect. But that does not mean no longer any effect for humanity. Your previous tradition still sort of helping millions of human beings on this planet. So we must respect. We must avoid some kind of kasoda, disrespect. So, then those people from Sri Lanka and also Thai and Burma and Laos, Cambodia and China and Vietnam and Korea, Japan, and of course Tibet and Mongolia, people from this area, majority of them are Buddhist. So traditionally they are Buddhist. So they usually I feel more comfortable to give Buddhist teaching to Chinese and also Mongolian and also, you see, they, although quite a few from Sri Lanka or Thai or these Buddhist countries. But you see, they give teaching, Buddhist teaching to Buddhist traditionally, Buddhist people from Buddhist country. As then, you see, there is no danger of the complication. So, now I am I will explain the Buddha Dharma in Tibetan. Firstly, it's much easier for me, and I can sort of rest while he translates, isn't it? And also, I think more important, if I try to explain in English, my broken English, then, firstly, although I started English study, I think in 1947 or 48. So very old student of English study, English language. But never progressed, no progress. And then also, you see, getting older, my English also getting older, so more difficult. Thank you.
Normally, when I give teachings in a context where there are a gathering from various traditionally Buddhist countries, then I request the members of the Pali Sangha, monastic community, to do a chanting of the Mangala Sutra.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Evaṁ me sutaṁ ekaṁ samayaṁ bhagavā sālantiyāṁ viharati jetavane anāta pindikānsa ārāme atako anyatara devadhā abhikkantāya randiyāṁ abhikkanta vannā kevala kappaṁ jetavanaṁ obhāsitvā
yena bhagavāte
tenupasaṅkami upasaṅkamitvā
bhagavantaṁ
abhivādindvā ekamantaṁ aṇṭāsi ekamantaṁ titāko sā devatā
bhagavantaṁ
gātāya aṅjabhāsi bhavo devā manussāca mangalāni acintayum ākaṅkamānā sontānaṁ
rūhi mangalāni
Demuntamangasenace
balanang
pandita nanca sevana puja ce pujaniyanang ඒතං මංගල මොන්තමං
පතිරූප
දේශවාසෝච පුම්මේච කත පුඤ්ඤතං
අන්ත සම්මා පනේදිච
ඒතං මංගල මොතමං
පාහු සත්චං ච සිප්පං ච
විනයෝ ච සුසිංකිතෝ සුභාසිතා ච යාවාචා ඒතං මංගල මොන්තමං මාතා පිතෝ පණ්ඨානං පුන්තදාරස්ස සංඝෝ
අනාකුලාච
කම්මන්තා ඒතං මංගල මොන්තමං
දානං
ච ධම්මචරියාච ඥාතකානං ච සංඝෝ
අනවත්
ඥානි කම්මානි
ඒතං
මංගල මොන්තමං ආරති
නිරති
පාපමංජ පානාච සංඤ්ඤමෝ වම්පමාදෝච ධම්මේසු
ඒතං මංගල
මොන්තමං
කාරවෝච
නිවාතෝච
සන්තුන්ති
ච කතං කාලේන ධම්ම සවනං
ඒතං
මංගල මොන්තමං
කන්ති ච
සෝවචංසතා
සමානං ච
දංසනං කාලේන ධම්ම සාකච්ඡා
ඒතං
මංගල මොන්තමං
තපෝ ච
බ්‍රහ්මචාරියං ච ආර්ය සංඥාං පංච දංසනං නිබ්බාන සංචිතිරියාච ඒතං මංගල මොන්තමං
පුරුන්තස්ස ලෝක
ධම්මේ චින්තං යස් කම්පති අශෝකං විරජං
කේමං
ඒතං මංගල මොන්තමං
ඒතාදිසානි
කත්වාන සම්බන්තමපරාජිතා සම්බන්ත සොන්තිං ගච්ඡන්තිතං තේසං මංගල මොත්තමන්ති.
Tāshūṁ tēn tēgī kāsūr pūkītā chīkī zhīngē nāliyātā labā tēshīr tī ātā pālī jēnāng tī chātī kī ārī chūm tēn tī mī jī pēshī tā yōngrā rūtī pālī kē hōl pēshī sūngī yō sārī chindā tēshīr tī chē tā tīnē pēshī jānā pēshī nīvā chā mēngā sāngī sā tā yīnē nīmā mā kōshī tēr chē tā kīsī ātā kēmī ātā shirvī nīvā sūngā jā tī 선이 송주세 엔드네 베네미스 계속 여백이나 나님 무슨부터 동으로 자 대리 내가 벽에 탄다 이 군주 이마에 사는데 군자스보다 신부지 제 수부주든 간에 마도 뒤뚱긴다
among the followers of the great teacher the Buddha Shakyamuni there are many different traditions and of all of these traditions what we today know as the Pali tradition is in terms of seniority the most senior, and also it is probably the case that in fact the teachings that were originally given by the Buddha probably were given in the language of Pali, so that's why we are honored to have the representatives of the Pali tradition to chant the Pali sutras. And on the second day, that is tomorrow, if there are among the members of the Chinese Sangha who can recite the Heart Sutra in Chinese, I will request them to do the chanting tomorrow morning. And in terms of, again, in terms of chronology, I think the Chinese tradition is second most senior. And on the third day, I would like to request the members of the Vietnamese Sangha to again do the chanting of Heart Sutra. So now we will do the recitation of what are known as the three daily practices, which will be then followed by recitation of Heart Sutra in Tibetan. And these texts can be found on page page 17 of the booklet. Next is the Heart Sutra.
Pabha Gunjo Zongla Sha Zalo Dike Rake
Zala
Dike Rake Zala Dike Rake Zala Dike Rake Zala Dike Rake Zala Dike Rake Zala Dike Rake Zala Dike Rake Zala Dike Rake Zala Dike Rake Zala Dike Rake Zala Dike Rake Zala Dike Rake Zala Dike Rake Zala Dike Rake Zala Dike Rake Zala Dike Rake Zala Dike Rake Zala Dike Rake Zala Dike Rake Zala Dike Rake Zala Dike Rake Zala Dike Rake Zala Dike Rake Zala Dike Rake Zala
Shijia lalai shindu dene nyangane debe ta shindu dito nama.
Next is the salutation to the Buddha from Madhyam, Fundamentals of the Middle Way.
It's on page 24.
Next is the salutation to Buddha from
Buddha's name to Tadi.
Salutation to the perfection of wisdom from Maitreya's Abhisamaya Alamkara, clear realizations.
It
was the established tradition of Nalanda where whenever one engages in the conduct of either giving a teaching or listening to a teaching, the tradition was to cultivate the appropriate state of mind and motivation. And this is done by going for refuge to the three jewels, which distinguish the uniqueness of the path of the Buddha, and then this is followed by cultivating the altruistic aspiration to attain Buddhahood for the benefit of all beings, the Buddha generation of bodhicitta, which is to reinforce one's commitment to the well-being of others, and through this way. Both the teacher and also the students who participate in the teaching are advised to cultivate the right frame of mind, a state of mind, when engaging in such activity. So this will be done by reciting the verse, which is on page
27.
If I'm right, this verse was probably composed by Atisha himself, Atisha Dipankara.
Sanje Chodong, Soje Chodong, Chancho Pato, Tane Chodong, Tase Chodong, Jive Sonam Jive, Dora Benje Sanje Tupara Chodong. Sanje Chodong, Soje Chodong, Chancho Pato, Tane Chodong, Tase Chodong, Jive Sonam Jive, Dora Benje Sanje Tupara Chodong. Sanje Chodong, Soje Chodong, Chancho Pato, Tane Chodong, Tase Chodong, Jive Sonam Jive, Dora Benje Sanje Tupara Chodong. Come, and the Chick Sushin and the Rixi, Sushumana Konya, Lame Dama, Cheshire, Mosu Konde, Tuang, Debari, Sunach, Kunor, Sinsian, to the Chashisto, Matichi, Sadangan, Sashu, Dumbe Gudin Temple Konde, Deshanti, Denche.
In Tibet, there was a particularly custom which evolved in the eastern part of Tibet, in the Kham region, which I inherited from the late Kuno Lama, Tenzin Gyantsen Rinpoche, where on the part of the teacher, before beginning the actual formal exposition of the teachings, to remember the teacher, the Buddha, and pay recite some verses or praise to the Buddha, so I'll do that now.
Kangke du se ni so ne, ta wa dam je bang be je, dam be je ne, dren je be, kwa dam de lo sa de. Ya da, yong zha li ya, wo ni dong ap je kong li ya, 다 좀 이렇게 가니야 중대에 아니 담바 담바 샤제 생기 어다이니 에 콩기 근데 그 청고 통보 코로나 그들이야 아니 파괴 담바 실을 잠디 흔 저기 고로 고안자가 이 말에 단디니 어 산지에 그 출 좀시로 뒤땡네 다 용되기 하래
So, as it is widely known in the conventional sense, in terms of history, the teacher Buddha Shakyamuni emerged on this planet, in the world, more than 2,500 years ago. And this great teacher Buddha Shakyamuni, when he shared his teachings with the world, he did so by giving several public sermons. And the first public sermon, which is known as the first turning of the wheel of Dharma, where the main topic or the theme of his teaching was the Four Noble Truths, the teachings of the Four Noble Truths. And what we find is that, in fact, the teachings embodied in the Four Noble Truths really lay down the basic framework of the overall aspects of the Buddha's teaching.
And Dambashi, da, Kasur, Mibo Dambashis, Jugdo, Cheageta, Nedish, Ned Shivinza, Dinshi Namshatane, Kasur, Shida Lang, some of the Shilam Nedidi, and the Banglang Jugdo, she said, You did my shay. That did my shenny, that the Lamji Tembenane, Rada, to make to Kunjung Ponji, Lamji Temben Yamis, Lavasum Yamin, to Dune, that must be that Laninke, Sudung Lava, Tower Sudung Lava, Tower Dingzing Lava, Tower Shirk Lovers. That the name, Tishi with Dingzing, or a Bengal, Tower Sudumi Lava Shades and Sodagi, any. Chimbetomata, Jutun, Jikke, Chen, the Ligdeneta, Chudum Yaming, Shi. That day then, any Tiji, Shinetuya. That Hagway thing is the Yelavasu's name, any Jikkyosu Roda, Chitawa to you, Saba, Tedag, Simbetone, any Tiji with things to you. Things in China, tomorrow, anybody. 리디네 에제 타반 양대를 접수를 해요. 양조당 타반 양대 전등이에요. 아니 니중 삼배 신배 타네. 아니 제식이 띵이도 들리잖아요. 사배 띵이 있어요. 자, 이 말에 대내에 실어불러래. 그 양의 체인들 또 장소소 등을 남양의 체니 디탄에다 남줘야지 숨겨야래.
So if you look closely at the teachings of the Four Noble Truths, what we find is that in the teachings of the Four Noble Truths, Buddha, the teacher, lays out all the key aspects that are important for one's engaging in the path towards enlightenment. So what we find in the Four Noble Truths are the objects of our practice, thus laying the foundation where one establishes a basic understanding of how the way in which the things exist, and on the basis of that, then what you find is the actual practice that is presented are embodied in the three higher trainings: the higher trainings on morality, higher trainings on concentration, and higher trainings on wisdom. So what we find in these three higher trainings is that the higher training on morality serves as a basis, and in this teaching you have different categories of precepts. For example, broadly speaking, you have the lay person's precepts or morality and the ordained member's morality or precepts. So altogether we list 7 or 8 different classes of precepts, and which together embody the teachings of the morality. And so taking morality, the ethical practice of ethical discipline, as the foundation and as a basis, then the individual practitioner cultivates the single-pointedness of mind, thus developing the second higher training, which is the higher training in concentration. Now the reason why the Buddhists refer to these practices as higher training is to distinguish them from just ordinary practice of single-pointedness, because the practice of single-pointedness in itself is nothing uniquely Buddhist. So what is required in the context of Buddhism for such a practice of single-pointedness to be a higher training is to have the appropriate motivation. One is to take refuge in the three jewels, and particularly the Dharma jewel, the taking refuge in the Dharma as understood as the cessation of suffering, as moksha or as liberation. And then also and one's practice of single-pointedness must be grounded on a deep realization of true renunciation. So with these two as the basis, then the practice of cultivating single-pointedness of mind becomes higher training in concentration. And then on the basis of these two, morality as the basis and single-pointedness as the method, then the actual path is enshrined in the teachings on the wisdom. And these teachings on the wisdom are explained in the first turning of the wheel of Dharma in within the framework of what are known as the 37 aspects of the path to enlightenment.
다드네 다시 또 레자게 나로리아 엔다 드네다 예데베 인니다 청고를 뭐 니버 나 자꾸 부르리아 아니 실기 받으십니다 주 송제 청고를 뭐 니버서 송요 단디 단다 닝부디 자오 상제의 최대 닝지 자오제리 다 닝지 자오지 님베 닝지 세도 되네 다 가서로 남게 태도를 심지어 탐제리야 탄주 중주기 로 장야지 답의 신실을 창조 쓰면서 대야 대당 대네 담바 시크도리야 고배 담바 송셔왔다 디기 아니 가서로 그게
So what
你不去借的到底，哎，你帮着的，拉了金美容都晓得吧？这个在金美容都，钱呗，啊，金美容都就钱呗，他刚才就拆了拆这个呀，搞定这个了。但你十三五套上当不赢呐，啊，帮着的，谁偏也不得，哪个好土要嘞？啊，帮着的，没有谁啊的，我今年不得，肯定是苦要嘞。 第一个帮着的早开的没得设备他呢，谈了呀，那同意这个你不是故意的，因为这十差不多了嘛。但上当再去设备呢，全能的内陆新人才的写故意了。帮着帮着，吃完啥的，呃，可说下来了，我这的，大哥，吃土呀，吃土呀的，人家开了套土过来，吃都肯定是写故意了。但你十差不多了呀。
当了朋友送下来的，他考了八百块多了，他还想十差五千，全能的一路噻，肯定嘛。能做的那是没准备你一套，能做的那是没准备几，他要的。能做的那是没准备，那是地方呢，俺做了呀，全能的能做几个，能做得来先别一路上，对路西路肯定去了。啊，他太困难你一些，但你哎，你考了八百块多了，再多赚的赚了可不要的。
所以，这个呢，啊，可能他们可能送下来，我不要担保是的啊。这个呢，好啊呗，几十块钱，你这些几十块钱写出来去，对吧？嗯，现在太难得呢，哎呢，啊，全能的一路的，搞把单了朋友，哎呢，得过没啊？这，你就是呢，拦截单保，开发完成，但是开发完成，你接下去用不要的，少的你可能把那个多的再转送多。
Then there is the second turning of the wheel of Dharma, where many of the teachings, all the teachings of the second turning of the wheel of Dharma exist in the Sanskrit as the language medium. And these teachings, particularly the most popular set of teachings known as the Perfection of Wisdom teachings, were taught by the Buddha at the summit of Vulture's Peak in Rajagiha. And what you find in these sutras, these scriptures, which belong to the second turning of the wheel of Dharma, is that these scriptures really emphasize and explain in great detail two essential points of the Buddhist practice. One is the cultivation of the altruistic intention to attain Buddhahood for the benefit of infinite number of sentient beings. Sentient beings whose number equal to the infinity of space, and based on a compassion towards all of these sentient beings, one cultivates the altruistic aspiration to attain Buddhahood for their sake. This is one essential practice. And then the other aspect of the practice that is presented in these sutras of the second turning of the wheel of Dharma is the ultimate nature of reality. And when we speak of ultimate nature of reality, we are really referring to a kind of a deeper understanding of the third noble truth, the first being the truth of suffering, second the truth of origin, and third the truth of cessation. So in the Perfection of Wisdom text, this third truth, the truth of cessation, is explained and elaborated further in great detail with deepening understanding of what's the nature of true cessation. So in order to understand what is the true nature of cessation, cessation refers to cessation of the afflictive emotions and thoughts which one achieves as a result of applying the appropriate antidotes or remedies. Now, in order to understand the true nature of cessation, first of all, one needs to have some understanding of what lies at the root of these afflictions, and what is what state of mind act as a direct antidote to these afflictive thoughts and emotions, and whether or not these afflictive emotions and thoughts have any sound basis, and whether there is a possibility of rooting out the basis of these afflictive emotions and thoughts. So these points are raised further. So the point really is, in what sense can we understand the possibility of attaining such a true cessation? What makes it possible for these afflictive emotions and thoughts to be brought to an end? So these points are developed in great detail with deepening understanding in the second turning of the wheel of Dharma. And so what we find here is that the need for understanding the ultimate nature of reality, which the scriptures refer to as the suchness, the ultimate mode of being, and try to understand how in our day-to-day experience and engagement with the world, often we see a gap between the way things exist, where things really are, and the way we perceive them. So there is a gulf between the appearance, the perception of things, our perception of things, and the reality of things. And thus, through understanding and deepening one's understanding of the ultimate mode of being of things, or the ultimate nature of reality, then this gulf can be bridged. So all of these explanations are found in great detail in the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras. And that deepened level of understanding is, in fact, the true path. So what we find in the teachings of the second turning is a further elaboration on the themes that were presented in the first turning of the Wheel of Dharma, particularly the third and the four noble truths, the truth of cessation and the truth of the path.
Tadine, Changwa Rinpo, to Sumbaji, da, yevare. Mashiya da Changwa Sumbi tanye, dodi gongzhik naliya sumche. Dodi gongzhik kawliya, Sanzanbe dawa, chik Sumbi yuwa yindu zane, teda dune, ene, Kholothama deliya, Kholothama zon dodi gongzhik dawliya sumche, ene, lekwa nabarche, doosin Sumbi yuwaare. 다이네 너도 공지 야 얘도 돌이야 미시바 너도 공지니 다 가서래 장정 돌이야 다 시행기 아니 다 루시샤체니 샤베이나 해지다 콜로타메 콜로르 무슨 데컴네 아니 안도 숨샤다 너 지시비 님도 너다고 지시비 님도 너다고 다 천능 정시 동원이 디실샤를 타네 아니 감디신님 구사비 속이야리 자 귤라네 셰저사는 도지 아다디 내동도 차대여라라 또이니 생기 취니 전에 최생기 때문에 자오 분배 취니다 생기 취니를 취니 부지거리디 이내다 생기 권대 실 지리로 이르자네 최생기 차박이 뜻심 이 춘이 때문에 송인도 자네 가다 샘 세리디 송비아래 자 디니 디십이 님부세야 디게네 다 콜레 모두가 자 디니 뭐 인도 다 디십이 님부 너다고 디기 다 남지 담바 세야지 용야디 다 남지 담바 터두베 남진기 모르 두대야게 딘데기 다 가소리 두루 터두디 세리 샘디가네 샤인비아래 다 세리기 심 아니 지금 가서 우리 그게 뉴몬바다 대파자디디 대룸수를 여다봐 그 년부 여다 인사 아니 그 뒷내 못해야지 보다 융기 아래 진짜 인바 인류 심도 대룸수를 여다 인류 루브르의 명다 심진 그치마디 루브르월에 있어 다 심진리야 지 Net and never in the temple Dolosobe, Yendendi, Yuzibi, Dako Yendensi made this and it. Tendedi, Sash Ziba Sagi, Siri Tenglia, Yuziag and Nuberti, Kasurbi, Dutta Jensigi, Santo Tubomaima, Siri Sim Tuzamine, Yuzibi Nuberti, Ranjasu Yedava. In this and it, Yuzibi, Yunabadaso, Sidichini, Yuzibi, 바다 가서 그게 연대 탑도고 되게 되게 싸는남 뉴트 뉴버르지 샘 조선에 여자지 근데 이제 귤라메 그도네 아니 주머디 어 루브르 와리스 주머세 루리스 루브르 와리스 and 도서의 연대디 디 연대디 사전에 유스기 아마르데 이네 연대디 루야기 뉴버르지 랑체스 랑은 안리 와리스 아치 와다 디 때네 람데 캐러 와서 딱 람지 소리 람지 댐바다 람딘 뒤 탑투기 내거기 아니 데뷔다 이시 두야기 누가 생각되는 거야 얘들아 되게 고통 몸이 벌려야지 아니요 뒤집에 인근 더네 소리 말이 사실은 콜로 숨바세야 소디 델로 해서 고고 해야지 단 딜 너 델라 레버 넘버 7 너 해서 셰서 아유서 그 리친 너 해야지 너 공지를 쓰는 거야 쓰면서 나와
Then there is the third turning of the wheel of Dharma, the teachings that belong to that class. In fact, the terms of the three turnings of the wheel of Dharma in the Mahayana tradition is found in a sutra called Samdhinirmochana, which translates as unraveling sutra, unraveling the intention of the Buddha, in which a distinction is made between the three turnings of the wheel of Dharma. And the Samdhinirmochana Sutra, the unraveling intention of the Buddha, that sutra is identified itself as representing the key sutra of the third public sermon, and it is described as the sutra clearly differentiating the ultimate standpoints, ultimate intentions of the Buddha. Of course, that understanding is from the point of view of the mind-only school, Whereas there are other Buddhist traditions that do not recognize this Samdhinirmochana Sutra as representing a definitive teaching of the Buddha, where then the scripture that is cited as the key example of the definitive teachings of the third public sermon is referred to as the Tathagata Garbha Sutra. Tathagata Garbha is the essence of the Buddhahood Sutra. And here, what we find is that this is in fact the sutra that was the basis for Maitreya's composition of the well-known Uttara Tantra, the Sublime Continuum, in which we find detailed discussions of the understanding of the ultimate nature of mind, where where a teaching is given that so far as the ultimate nature of mind is concerned, it is luminous, it is also devoid of inherent existence. And so what we find here is a further presentation of the emptiness of mind as opposed to an external object like, say, a vase. Although in so far as both the emptiness of the vase and emptiness of the mind are concerned, insofar as they are both emptinesses, there is no difference. But given that one is the emptiness of mind, while the other is the emptiness of an external object, there is a vast difference between the impact it would have by understanding these two different emptinesses. So in the Tathagata Garbha Sutra, and Maitreya's treatise, which is based upon it, it is presented that if you examine the ultimate nature of mind carefully, what we find is that the ultimate nature of mind is empty. It is devoid of intrinsic existence. And in fact, mind in its natural state is luminous. It's the mere effect of knowing and clear and luminous. And what we find is that all the afflictions that that pollute the mind are separable in principle from the basic mind, separable from the mind, by applying the appropriate antidotes and the remedies. So what this suggests is that these afflictions of the mind are in some sense advantages. They are not essential nature of the mind. They are advantages, while the potential for perfection of enlightenment, the potential for realization of omniscience, potential for perfection of many of the qualities of the Buddha are all inherent in the mind. So Maitreya points out that the afflictions of the mind are advantageous, they are removable, they are separable from the essential nature of the mind, and the qualities of enlightenment, the qualities of perfection lie in the very mind that we possess in the form of seed. And this is referred to as the Buddha nature, the essence of Buddhahood. And these qualities of the Buddha are not something that needs to be cultivated from outside, but rather the seed or the potential exists naturally in all of us. Therefore, what is required is the activation of that potential and development, perfection of that potential. So these points are explained in great detail in the Tathagata Garbha Sutra. So what we find here is that in the Tathagata Garbha Sutra, there is a very profound understanding of the fourth noble truth, which is the truth of the path.
Da lam zheng ge den zhe ge da chong go de tam zhe ge da ka su ning bu ji zu de dui xie de wo ji pei xia de ge en di ta li ya en sang a ge lam ge ne su da su tou ju su ji tou xi de wo ji ni dui xie xi song xie xi.
So the text on which the teaching is being given in these series of lectures, which is the lamp for the path to enlightenment, is a very comprehensive text which brings together all the essential points of the teachings of all three turnings of the wheel of Dharma, the first, second, and the third, and then also complemented by some discussion on Vajrayana Buddhism as a means of clarifying doubts. In fact, some of the Kadam masters in Tibet, who, when they were giving teaching on Atisha's lamp for the path to enlightenment, given that this is a very comprehensive text that integrates many essential points of the various scriptures, even though the text itself is very short, running into only three folios in Tibetan, these teachers would sometimes make a boasting, saying that although the text that I'm teaching is very short, but it's so comprehensive and it's so profound, and it pulls together from all the various scriptures. So when I give teaching on this text, I can almost feel that the volumes of all these other great scriptures are actually shaking.
Chanda din jaba bodi chojin jar che jasa de phel che cha do da di go bodi du ju ga da phel gi che ge gi dung ju ani phalam chong ju gi ani da ju ju an da chi ngo ri chong la ma da ja sa su mu ste de yare.
So
최에 즉 섭섭보다 되게 되게 깨달아서 뭐 그 아멘도스 표지를 편데 아니 최주고 도스 최지 나라나서 도스산도 나 이래 근데 이제 조지기 토리야 샤 바구 중세 아니 자위
This text was composed by the Indian master Adisha Dibamkara, and the place where he composed it was in Tibet. And the immediate catalyst was the request for its composition made by the Tibetan monarch who was the reigning king in the Ngari region of western Tibet, Changchubu, Halama Changchubu. So when Halama Changchubu requested for Adisha to give a teaching, he explicitly made the request that he was not seeking for some profound sounding teaching or something that is very famous or something that is very impressive, but rather he would like to request a teaching that would be of benefit to the people of Tibet as a whole. And when the request was made, Adisha was deeply touched and pleased by the sincerity of the request, and then composed this text as a response, in response to that request.
And ngē tī ānta tōsa tī dēbūng kīshī kūnō yīmbā kūnāmaru mīshī kērīzītā mīpūrī mīshī kērīzītā mīpūrī sānsā tī pējīr tī jū kāngsāru mīshī kūrī nīsā mīrō tāyā yīnjū tāyā tēngi rē tī yīnē tā Pechimsa Shuyeng Zeshebe, Dreba Di Shisha Chene, Yang Chijun Chi, Sogong Seishol Nukun Shibin, Sogong Seishol Nukun Shibin, Pechis Sogong Seishol Nukun Shibin, Sansa Di, Pechis Gomangi, Diri Pecha Gishira Shabna Mishin Di, Kata Nyamlimba Yaw Shibuchi, Kien Chiksa, Nda Kien Chene Yaw Dugim, San Chema Shabna, Kinjun, Kinjun, Kien Chiksa Chiyo, 발로도 쉬어요. 김주듯이. 김주듯이. 나도 생각이 어머래. 옆에서 어머래. 김주듯이. 다시 김주듯이. 그거 잡아 잡자래. 잡아 잡자래. 냠냠 뭐 영수치. 어, 폐지 뒤군주님. 폐지 성 선배. 폐지 김비. 신 봤으나 뒤한테 유남이 쌤도. 이 공부를 잘하시오. 남준지. 저도 내 남은 이유 좀 잡아래.
In terms of the transmission of the teaching on this text, in terms of my own lineage, I received the transmission of this text, teaching on this text from the late teacher from Drekhung, the Kunu master, Rinzin Tempa, who in turn received this teaching from Gyabji Kangsa Rinpoche. But also I received another a different transmission from the late Sekong Rinpoche, Sensha Rinpoche, who himself received the teachings from a very sincere meditator from Drepung Gomang, whose name I think is Gendun Tashi. He was an ordinary monk, but a great practitioner and meditator. So I received the transmission of this text from two different lineages. It appears that at a certain point the transmission of this text was quite rare. For example, both of my tutors, they didn't have the transmission of this text.
That's enough. Tinga. Jagargyado, Bodhipatta, Pandipam, Hyogyado, Shinshutamjitama, 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 로마성고 전주 외지 구유 외지 전주 나주 점하라도 싸워 자아스 단 되게 아주 별이야 그 수디 아니 단주 도마 유리르잖아요 자 야안에서 유리 인생 쿵 좀 보이면 아 되게 그게다 천야리야 근데 제도 이 고대 야학 생기 거야 로스샤리야 해 전달이 장하게 좀 못 받아서 아직 그 아직 동심 말이. 다 좀 더 좋을 듯이 tanda chedi gyana su gyuri nisa chik. Da dine, chi su nga nanzu pyoji, pyoji kewe samshebe shungzu le yang gode, gabri yansi gyaga kemde, kwayabde lu, zonzolo yungu yuwa de yinne, da kanda gyana su gyushib yin samal oliya gyaga kemde yinjuku yuwa de. Da dine tanda di, yani, chanchu lamgi chama songde. Da chanchu lamgi chama sidi chanchu sadi buddhi sadi da chanchu. Da chanchu liya peke zidamari gyagagi buddhi sadi ki sangba da. Sangba, chanwa, thakwa. Di tanda diya yirabe. Yang dagana shingi kondu chiba. Le yogyabare. Tadi pyogyaadu su ngayu losawa su duryungdu zane ane buddhisayaga tanda taba, shangwada, sangwada chuba, dinjalo kubiyodaba di pyogyaanalo da chigiririya. Kasulbuki da dunni changsayaga taba chadze chubsayadi kasulbuki dogwe tenshe chanwa changchubsayaga chingnibuti goyayibase.
So now we will read from the text. It reads with the expression of the Indian title. So we read in the Tibetan text in Indian language. The title is Bodhipatha Paradipam, and in Tibetan language, Chanchulamji Dolma. Then there is a salutation to Manjushri. We read homage to Bodhisattva, the youthful Manjushri. And the first verse reads, I pay homage with great respect to all the conquerors of the three times, to their teachings and to those who aspire to virtue. Urged by the good disciple Changjubu, I shall illuminate the lamp for the path to enlightenment. In Tibet, there was an established custom to indicate, in order to indicate the authenticity of the teaching that is being imported from India, that is being brought from India, particularly those that were translated from original Indian text, there was a custom to give the Indian title right at the beginning of the text. And this is to affirm the originality of this text and also its authenticity. Of course, in later, even for indigenous text, some Tibetan masters did use the Indian title as well, but originally the practice was to reassure the readers the authenticity of the teachings. So now, in terms of the meaning of the title of the text, Bodhipatha Paradipam, which translates as lamp for the path or lamp on the path, lamp for the path to enlightenment. So the term enlightenment, the old Sanskrit term is Bodhi. And etymologically speaking, Bodhi has the connotation of dispelling something, clearing away something. But also, the Sanskrit term has the connotation of realizing something, perfecting something. So the Tibetan translators, instead of choosing one word, just like the Sanskrit term, that carries both connotations, rather chose two different syllables. Chang, the first syllable, the Tibetan equivalent for Bodhi is Changchub, which is composed of two syllables. The first word, Chang, indicates dispelling or clearing away or eliminating, while Chub, which is the second syllable, connotes the perfection and realization. So together they carry the notion of enlightenment.
So that you get under Dhamma Shisung Shah, the Dungye Dhamma, the Kunju Dhamma, Sadi, the Gyanji Shah. Gyan Kharasana, the Dungye Dhamma, Manadutta, the Sori, the Tsa Dungye, Tsa Dungye Zamayimba, Tsa Dungye, the Yongyagi, the Chinangi Gyujin. The Dagana Shingi, and the Chai to Tsa Dawayimba Yinaya, Any Dijpa Rangshiru Yahoo, Taxa Savina, or Judu, Dungendayaki, Guy Dungay. Tendegida, dungengi dungengi dan yue dungengi tenshin. Zawa dungengi yongyagi, dungengi dini wudu yongyagi shimarubdi. Ta dungengi zawa rup chadegi wujuzane, dujik dungengi sungde. Dinda wata dungengi di gongzu da dungengi mendubi yinduzane, ko gyengi wari. Dungengi mendubi chane, ta ko gyengi. Dungengi di chayani, dungengi di bangba di, Mesoanti, Dungate Tarwati, Tendu Dawari. Dawas to give you insa, Tilanjache, Dujache. Said in the Induta, Chang Sandigi, Dungate, Dungate, Dumeva, Gumi Gemil, Chunga in my mind. Good to the Janet and Chunga insa, Dungin Duji, Dungin Tiziki, that Dujava. Tamjalo, Chang Meson. That's a chance. That Dinjigin Gordin, the Koraranda, Duyingi, 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 Duchen, Chunga, the Maridi, Yene, so other than a Gibrajim. Chivalatan, Tapshi, so a chenny, Dugaji. Dinjigin made the Sane, did Dujigi, that, do the Dindi, Lamjitama Sadi. Tada, Dinjin Devita, Lamjitama. Julie 天津我都就要给 Devulshani. That's Hong Julia. Jirini, this is Sun Fundua. Dijin Yandu Rijin, Rasan Yerijin, Sanju Sabirijin, this is Sun Fung. The Josumbutigi, any Rarangi, Sosu Ralamgi, to the Tadu Rishani, Changju Sumshe, Nanduki Changju, Ranjeri Changju, Rani, Sanju Sabir Changjus. Dinaneta and the Gumdi Changjudi. 청주 첨보스가 다 청주 시행이 붙들래 그게 다 가서 그래 체바든 제야 지금 청주 첨보스야 당연히 아니 청주 첨보 너나 민주 빵고 좀 많이 봐 그다 빵고 초아식 좀 많이 봐 빵고 타다 빵배다 최외연대 터부이 매주 사는 청주 첨보스 전 어디 되는 데보다 남긴 청주 첨보스제 어디 아니 주전에다 상제기 빵배연대다 떡배연대 다 뒤니부디 가서 규定이 상의 아니 노마노와 장마체바 구름 모초바 딘디지 다 냠술 땐도지로 냠술린수 가솔부에 땐베 땐베 권에 아니 랑도가 내라 몽베 멤버 세야게 땜인다부진 사지
Now to relate the understanding of the term Changchub, which together translates the Sanskrit word Bodhi, which is part of the title of the text and translated as enlightenment here. We can relate the meaning of this term Bodhi or enlightenment to our discussion of the Four Noble Truths which we had earlier. Here what we find is the two elements of the meaning of the term enlightenment. One, the clearing away and dispelling. The other, the realization and accomplishing or realization or attainment. These two relate to the Four Noble Truths and also indicate the two key aspects of the enlightened qualities of the Buddha. One is the Buddha's quality of total abandonment or elimination of all defects, and the other is the total realization of all the positive qualities. So now to relate this to our discussion of the Four Noble Truths, the idea of dispelling or clearing away is directly related to the first two Noble Truths, the truth of suffering and truth of its origin. And what is being cleared away here, what is being dispelled, are the sufferings and its origins. So when we talk about suffering in the context of a Buddhist path, of course, we have to understand sufferings at different levels. According to Buddhism, we speak of three different levels of suffering. One is the obvious suffering that we can all instinctively identify as painful, undesirable, and so on. So this is known as the suffering of suffering. Then there is the second level of suffering, which is known as the suffering of change, which, conventionally speaking, we tend to identify that level of experience as, in fact, pleasurable and not painful. However, if you continue to persist in that experience, even those pleasurable experiences ultimately culminate in dissatisfaction and suffering and pain. So therefore, they are known as the suffering of change. Now, underlying both these two levels of suffering, the suffering of suffering and the suffering of change, is a much more fundamental state of being, which again Buddhism characterizes as a state of suffering. And this is the very conditionedness of our existence. And this level of suffering is known as the suffering of pervasive conditioning. And this is the very fact of our existence as a conditioned being, and which serves as the basis that then gives rise to the two other levels of suffering. So what is being dispelled here and what is being cleared away in the context of understanding the term Bodhi or enlightenment are these sufferings and the causes and the conditions that give rise to them, which is the origin of suffering. And so through application of the corresponding antidotes and the remedies, when you attain a state of freedom from these suffering and its origin, then you have actualized the third noble truth, that is the truth of cessation. So truth of cessation and the path that leads to it, the means that make cessation possible, and they are what is being realized in the context of talking about enlightenment, Changchub. So although the cessation is not directly produced by some causes and conditions, but it is still a consequence of effort and also by seeking the conditions that would give rise to it. And these conditions and the effort that is involved in making the cessation possible are the truth of the path. So therefore, the second element of the term Changchub, realization, relates to the noble truth of cessation and the path that leads to it. So in this way, when we look at them, we understand that in the very term, etymology of the term Bodhi or Changchub, there is the understanding of the essential points of the Four Noble Truths, complete there, and also by extension, the understanding of the two aspects of the qualities of the Buddha's mind. One is the total elimination of all the defects, and the other is the total realization and perfection of all the positive qualities. And so the path, when we speak of the path here, path really refers to a progressive stages of development in our mental continuum, beginning from the earliest stages of spiritual realization, culminating ultimately into the omniscient mind of the Buddha, where the individual is able to perceive both conventional and ultimate truths within a single cognitive event and within a single moment of time. So the path refers to that whole process from the beginning, stage of the beginners, to the ultimate realization of the Buddha's omniscient mind. And therefore it is referred to as a path, because path is something that one travels upon. And here the metaphor path is used for a journey that is internal, that takes place within one's own mental continuum. And the lamp here refers to the actual teaching itself as embodied in this text, because what the teaching does is to really present all the key elements of the path in their proper order, and also with all the essential points completely defined, and with the right sequence explained, and also all the relatedness of the different elements of the path explained properly. So in that sense, the text here serves as a function of a lamp being shown on the path. That's why the title is given to this text, Lamp for the Path, or Lamp on the Path to Enlightenment. And when we speak of enlightenment, generally speaking, according to Buddhism, it is understood that among the spiritual practitioners, there are different mental inclinations. And based on these inclinations, some people are more inclined towards the attainment of the enlightenment of Shravaka, the listeners. Some are more inclined towards the Pratyeka Buddha, or the solitary realizer's enlightenment. And then some are more inclined towards the Bodhisattva path, culminating in the enlightenment of the full Buddhahood. And the enlightenment that is referred to in this particular text is the enlightenment of the Buddha. Therefore, often, sometimes it is referred to also as the Great Enlightenment, to distinguish it from the first two enlightenment. Then next we read the salutation to Manjushri, homage to the Bodhisattva, the youthful Manjushri. This is a salutation inserted by the translator of the text from the original Indian into Tibetan. And there are two purposes for the translator inserting a salutation right at the beginning of the text. One is to ensure that the task of translating this text will not face obstacles, so that it will be successfully completed. So that is to, in order to make ensure that this is successfully completed, often a salutation is made by the translator. But more specifically, the purpose is to conform to a decree that was issued by one of the early Tibetan monarchs, that when texts were being translated from Indian language into Tibetan, Sanskrit into Tibetan, broadly speaking, in order to assist the readers to identify which of the three main scriptural collections the particular text belongs to, and these three scriptural collections being the Tripitaka, the scriptural collection on Vinaya or ethical teachings, or the scriptural collection on the sutras, and the scriptural collection of Abhidhamma, the phenomenological knowledge. And if the text belongs to the Vinaya collection, then the salutation is made to the omniscient Buddha. And the understanding here is that when we speak about the minute aspects of the precepts, ethical precepts, and particularly the ethical codes and the monastic ethical codes and so on, and what constitutes infraction of these and so on. So as far as the minute aspects of these ethical norms are concerned, it is something that can only be fully understood by an omniscient mind. And in order to acknowledge this humility, homage is paid to the omniscient Buddha if the text belongs to the Vinaya or the ethical teachings. And if the text belongs to the sutra collection, then the salutation is made to the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas. And if the text belongs to the Abhidhamma collection, then the salutation is made to the Bodhisattva Manjushri. So, which is the case here. And this lamp for the path to enlightenment, although brings together the teachings of all three scriptural collections, the ethical teachings, the sutras, and the Abhidhamma teachings, but the main theme that is presented here belongs more to the Abhidhamma collection. That's why salutation is made to Manjushri here.
Yeah. But then, Sanjay Tadagi, the Tujuli Yavada, the Nidavada Tujuli Yavada, Golangu 어디는 주변이 겹수 못하려야 차 차세세 다디니 지지지세 다 차체네 아니 저강 지지를 쓰려나 아니 창조란 좋다마 아니 사적인 창조란 좋다마 아니 사원자 고향의 중진지 로마서부 창조의 그 인배 로마서부 창조의 그디 아니 중진의 대박 과거 처보던 대박 이두산에 아니 남주자마디 아니 사적인 소원이 말해
Then we read the first stanzas of the text, which includes both salutation and also the promise to compose the text. So we read the salutation, I pay homage with great respect to all the victorious ones of the three times. So the victorious ones here refer to the Buddhas, who are described as victorious because they have conquered the four Maras, the four obstructive forces. And these, both the gross levels of the four obstructive forces and also the subtle levels of obstructive forces. So the subtlety here, defined in terms of the afflictive emotions and thoughts and also the underlying propensities for the afflictions, which is known as the subtle obstruction to knowledge. So the fully enlightened Buddhas are those who have gained a victory over all four obstructive forces. So the homage is made to the Buddhas of all three times and also to their teaching. Now, to their dharma. And then to their dharma here really refers not so much to the literary texts, but more to the inner realization of these Buddha. And also the Arya beings, particularly the Bodhisattva Aryas, who have attained high levels of realization and direct realization of the truth, the ultimate nature of reality. So the what is translated here as teaching, dharma, refers to the inner realization of the Buddhas of the three times and also the Bodhisattvas and also the Arya beings who have gained direct insight into the truth. And then, so this is the dharma, and then it we read to their teaching and to those who aspire to virtue. And this refers to the sangha. And the sangha here refers to the Arya beings who have attained the path of seeing and who have gained direct realization of the truth. So a salutation is thus made to the three jewels, the jewel of Buddha, the dharma, the teachings, and the sangha, the community. And then after this we read, urged by the good disciple Changjubu, I shall illuminate the path lamp for the path to enlightenment. So the question is, why is Atisha making the salutation to the three jewels? What is he going to do now? What is the task he's engaging in? So then he says that I'm going to compose this text, I'm going to write the lamp. And why is he writing it? Then he presents the reason that he has been urged by the good disciple Changjubu. So generally speaking, I mean this point that Atisha is making here to explicitly stating that he was writing this because it has been requested for, and this adheres to a general practice in the Buddhist teaching. For example, we read in the Pratimoksha Sutra, the scripture on individual liberation, where it is stated that one should not give teachings without being requested for it. So generally, it is the custom in Buddhism that one should not give teachings unless requested for.
That's the end of the 딱 하다 지금 쉬는 차지하신 게 있잖아요. 딱 이 유튜브 사이 가로 준다. 이 쉬우시 쉬우시. 다 누르셔야 돼. 맞으실 사이에. 맞으실 사이에. 잠뺄 사이. 잠뺄 사이들이야. 아니, 지금 잠뺄이야. 잠뺄로 써봐. 내가 사실 들을 때에 상계를 써야지. 라든, 배지 또, 너로 공원도 채워 있는 상계. 땅 아기 긴고도 되어 있는 전에 청주 샘배 나버릴 때야. 샘배 나버릴 때야. 지다 야, 긴고 딱 나버릴 때야. 용대기 아래. 저 대대기 다네. 그도 그냥, 지, 상계를 써야지다. 가서 그게. 청주샘을 써야지. 자, 다디 배지, 다른 심의 대부분도 저는 배지, 청주샘을 쓰기. 자, 드레이 뭐 인류, 잠, 뺄, 사리, 청주샘을 온도 저러 있는, 뇨몽보, 쑤리다, 제외, 잠, 귀인 잠아. 뺄스로 되면은, 지다, 사시보, 어쩌고, 드레이, 삼비 지둠비 빼던 데면은, 뺄스. 삼비 지둠비 빼던 데면. 다양한 사제 온도 저러 있느니, 증인 바자다 저거, 빵배, 아니, 귀인 잠아. 와, 아니, 지 가다 가다 지. 수급 빼준다, 무슨, 자동화. 너는 장수들도 방배해야 한대. 뺄사야 되게, 떡배해야 한대. 또 수급이 한대. 양은 지금 장수야 되게, 수급이 한대. 뺄사야 되게, 수급이 한대.
To make a small comment on the translator's salutation to Manjushri, we read homage to the Bodhisattva, the youthful Manjushri. I don't know about this. It seems the translators was rather enthusiastic in using the word youthful to the youthful Manjushri. But the Manjushri here, when referring to Manjushri in the Tibetan tradition, there is an understanding of Manjushri differently at different contexts. For example, in the Vajrayana context, sometimes Manjushri is recognized more as a fully enlightened Buddha rather than a Bodhisattva. However, in the context of professional vehicle teachings, Manjushri is understood more at the level of Bodhisattva rather than a Buddha. So one has to understand different contexts in which Manjushri, Bodhisattvas like Manjushri and Avalokiteshvara and Maitreya figures. So the term, the name Manjushri, the Tibetan equivalent is Jampel, which is again composed of two syllables. Jam literally means gentleness, and Pel refers to glory. So again, just like the two syllables for enlightenment, Changchub, here the name of the Manjushri, Jampel, the two syllables, gentleness and glory, also, also in the Sanskrit term, Manju and Shri are two syllables. Again, connotes the two aspects of the enlightened state. One is the overcoming of the defects, here connoted by the term gentleness or Jam. Jam here understood in terms of the Manjushri's state of mind or mental continuum and being made gentle by getting rid of, by eliminating all the afflictive forces that makes it agitated or disturbed. So the freedom from that brings about the gentleness or the settledness. And the glory here refers alludes to Manjushri's attainment of the various major and minor noble marks that define a person as a fully enlightened being, and that illuminate or that illustrate a person as a fully enlightened being. So if it is in the context of the sutra, Manjushri is a Bodhisattva at a very high level of realization who had attained similitudes of these major and minor noble marks. So the point is, again, in the name of Manjushri, you see both qualities of abandonment and accomplishment or perfection, both completed even in the name of Manjushri.
Three times.
And the English translator very enthusiastically introduces a new term here. We read to all the victorious ones. He or she seems to suggest that in the text it is indicated that we have to make prostrations 3 times, but in the Tibetan text it doesn't say that.
Yeah, that's
so we will take a break here.